medication typically used to treat a specific illness be effective in treating other illnesses too? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Christian Holscher, a professor of biomedical and life sciences at Lancaster University, shows that certain treatments may be effective in a wide range of afflictions.
Diabetes has been identified as a risk factor for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. That means that people who had diabetes for a long time are at a higher risk to develop these diseases. This observation motivated a series of studies to see if drugs that are currently used to treat diabetes may also help prevent the development of both Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Diabetes is caused by the loss of insulin effects, and studies of the brains of people with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's also show that insulin does not do its job anymore. Studies in my lab showed that some of the drugs currently used to treat diabetes show good effects in protecting the brain. A first pilot study in patients with Parkinson's disease conducted in London showed good effects. The patients did not get any worse over a period of 2 years. Based on this success, we are starting a clinical trial testing a new drug at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. Another pilot study in patients with Alzheimer's disease also showed impressive effects with the same drug. Imaging studies showed that the patients' brains were completely protected from degeneration. Based on this, we have started a larger clinical trial here in England. The initial results from pilot studies are hugely encouraging and show that we are on the right track. How powerful these drugs are will have to be seen, but we know that we are going to see an improvement. This shows that drugs can be developed that are genuinely helpful. It is just a matter of time and, as always, a matter of funding for the research that is required in order to make this a reality.
That was Christian Holscher of Lancaster University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.